King County officials say they've kept thousands of people off the streets in the first year of their Youth and Family Homelessness Prevention Initiative. KUW's Kate Walters has more on how the county is trying to catch people before they lose their housing.
Along the freeway at the intersection of I-90 and I-5 in Seattle, there's a line of tents. It's a visible marker of the homelessness crisis and the kind of situation the county's trying to help people avoid with their initiative. At last count, more than 11,600 people were homeless in King County. Vera Page's job is to try to stop more youth and families from joining that number. Page is a case manager for All Seattle Kids Home, one of 25 agencies across the county getting funding through the Youth and Family Homelessness Prevention Initiative. I meet her on a cold morning in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighbourhood.
We are currently sitting in your office. Where are we sitting right now?
We are sitting in my Chevy HHR. Welcome to All Seattle Kids Home.
Page is the first point of contact when a family reaches out or is referred to her organisation for prevention help, so she likes to be mobile. Unlike traditional approaches to homelessness prevention, county officials say case managers like Page have the flexibility to address the specific needs of the people they work with. They can negotiate with landlords, help families with things like budgeting or job training, and connect them with available resources like utility discounts and food stamps.
I pride myself in being the diva of finding resources, and I also pride myself in being that case manager that speaks to no case too tough.
Under the initiative, case managers also have access to flexible funding that can be used for anything that might help a client stay housed. Paige says there's far more need than the resources available, and she turns to her organization's pot of county funds as a last resort.
After all of my cards are played and there is nothing left, bam, financial assistance.
Despite limited resources, Paige says she feels the prevention work is having an impact.
Because we really, really target people who have no other options but to land in the streets or in shelters, in that way I think we're making a very big difference.
And Paige knows what her clients face. She's been homeless. Over 6 years, the county's funneling $19 million from the Best Starts for Kids levy to 25 organizations doing prevention work throughout the county, including All Seattle Kids Home. Along with Paige, Susanna Mack runs that organization. She says prevention work is crucial, but on its own, she worries it's not enough.
Prevention may have been achieved for that moment in time, and we have families and are allowed to help families repeatedly. And what families need are additional resources to continue to help stabilize them because we cannot help them long term.
Mack says more needs to be done upstream to make sure families are resilient and won't slip back to the edge of homelessness. Hedda McClendon heads the prevention initiative for the county. She says she knows a lot of people are living close to that edge. The county's initiative may not be able to solve that issue entirely, but McClendon says they're doing a good job getting resources to areas with disproportionately high risks of homelessness, like African American communities in South Seattle and South King County. And she says results from the first 9 months are promising.
We know of the just over 1,000 household serves, which is 3,000 clients, that 96% have been able to maintain their housing and avoid an episode of homelessness.
The county tracks this by checking whether clients in their prevention program show up in their homeless service system. If clients become homeless somewhere else or don't access services, the county wouldn't necessarily know. Right now, both Seattle and King County only earmark a fraction of their homelessness funding for prevention. But McClendon says she feels that work is important, not just because it's cheaper than intervening once someone becomes homeless, but because even a short stint on the streets can have an immense impact, especially on young people.
When you look at studies locally, it shows that a quarter of chronically homeless adults actually experience homelessness as a young person.
The county's homelessness prevention model has been chosen for an academic study on the efficacy of such programs. Moving forward, it remains to be seen whether this approach will play a bigger role in Seattle and King County. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.
New federal numbers show that King County has the third highest homeless population in the nation, behind Los Angeles and New York City. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development reports that there are more than 11,000 homeless people living in King County right now.